This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All right, so, dude, you like threw chum in the water. Okay, you can't do this to me.
What did I do?
I'm looking at tax records here. What the hell does Blake James make?
I don't have the paperwork in front of me right now. Maybe I can save that for Friday. That'll be a nice tease for Friday. I'll come back with some of these answers. But I think
you're paying that guy, bro, to do absolutely nothing. I'm just wondering.
Well, I know he isn't among the higher paid people at Miami. There's plenty of others ahead of him. But I can say this. I mean, Miami as a school, according to the tax records that I saw last night, I had a friend of mine who's a tax specialist look at it for me because it was 250-something pages. I think their total profit for 2019 was somewhere around $89 million. Now, that's the entire school. Okay, the entire school, not just the athletic program, the entire school. Okay. You compare that to Clemson or Alabama or Auburn, who as an athletic program made, you know, $50 million or $100 or $75 million, just as an athletic program made that much money. It puts into perspective, right, what it is that Miami's going to spend on its next coach if it hires its next coach, or what it's going to hire ever, you know? I mean, right. For them to – the highest paid – coach in Miami history is Mark Richt.
The medical money is not included in there. That's the thing. Everything they're producing in Jackson and all those other places, you're not getting those figures because they're private entities. So that's probably, you know, that's probably fudging the books in another way, because that's not money directly in the school. That's part of a business that's tied to the school.
Correct. But I mean, still, as a university, this is the endowment, right? Making $89 million off of I think they made somewhere around $4.3 or $4.4 billion, or made that total and then spent $4.31, whatever it is. Whatever's the difference to make $89 million. So I mean, overall their budget, nothing like a lot of other schools. In the long run, man, like, you just look at the history. How much have they spent on coaching? $4 million is the most they've ever spent on a coach. And that was Mark Richt a couple years ago. So look at that USA Today list and see how many coaches are making over $4 million a year. Pat Narduzzi's making more than $4 million a year. That's the coach you're playing against Saturday.
Right. And you got to buy somebody better than that.
Right. That's the point. what are they going to spend $6 million on a coach? All of a sudden, $8 million on a coach, right? I mean, that's what I think it would probably take, and then pay other guys to go away. Right. I don't, you know, that's not Miami's nature.
Right. Yeah. That's why I think for sure Manny returns, because he's got 2 years left, dude. If he had a year left, I can see them saying, okay, you're out of here. But 2 years left, wow, that's a lot.